Name is Batty. I am kind of erratic.
All over your hands.
And peel it off like it's skin.
Can't sometimes be a little sticky fart.
We're going to need to really dig deep on this, guys, because...
So do you mean like...
Vicky Pudding? Hello, my name's Danny, and welcome to The Top Tier, the weekly podcast where we rank a different subject each week from the worst to the best. Joining me today in the room is Nate...
with a weird microphone.
And we have Tom...
with a T.
And as always, if you have anything you want to tell us, you can email us at thetoptierpodcast@gmail.com. But as for now, boys, what have we been getting up to this week?
Hey.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're live. We've been waiting for so long to do this. We are live and in the room together, and that's why we do this final episode. And that's why it's been delayed.
Sorry, it's taken a little while, but oh.
This is a big one.
You can cut the atmosphere with a knife in
you
it.
You can, can't you?
We're packed in together.
It's tense.
We've got our backup singer, Nate, over there. On
the- you do look like you're in a boy band.
Spare mic.
You do look like you're in a boy band.
Do I
like it, yeah, a lot.
Nice.
A lot. This is the first time Nate and Tom have met. Obviously, they've joined in season four. But
a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure.
Pleasure to meet you.
And Rose in between two phones, eh? Look, can't wait for this.
Oh, good one.
I'm dead excited, but we're going to get straight into it. For the new listeners, this is going to be a banging episode. We're on our season finale, so I just want to... Before we get started, I just want to say this... game is worth 5 points.
Yeah.
It's a season finale, so everything is to play for. As you know, if you've been listening before, Tom is the overall winner up to 19 episodes. Second place is Nate, and I'm third place. That's fine. But this one's for 5 points, so it is all to play for. Right, meaty intro. This one is one of the ones we've been saving. It's been in our little WhatsApp group for months. Who was like, this needs to be a big episode.
Because these kind of episodes always, they were always pretty funny.
Yeah, we've done like, ones very similar to this. What was the other one that we did that was...
Wet things.
So it's along
and
those
things
lines.
Things you put in your mouth.
Things you put in your mouth. On your head. That was a good
hands.
One. Reminiscing. We'll have to do that throughout the pod. But this one...
is hard.
This one is sticky things. All things that are sticky. Who wants to kick us off?
All right, okay, I'll go.
Yeah, go on.
I'm not sure about everything.
You're
I've
on
gone
points
for.
As well, by the way. You're
oh,
tallying
gosh.
Up.
Do you have a pen and paper?
No.
Pen and paper.
You're on your phone.
Go analog.
So, I've gone four in the toilet tier.
Mm-hmm.
Stickers that have been pulled off, gone fluffy, and don't stick anymore.
That's not sticky,
so
right?
Yeah.
Well, no, okay. Don't stick as well as they used to.
Clawed it back at the end.
Like they'll just stick a little bit, but then eventually they'll just go.
Have you got a particular sticker that broke your heart?
They all break my hearts every time.
All of the stickers.
Stickers.
I've just started, and I don't know how everyone feels about this, I've just started putting stickers on my MacBook.
Yeah, I did that with my first laptop.
They're decals, aren't they? Decal stickers.
Decals?
I don't know what they're called. Decals.
Is it?
I'm just putting any stickers on my MacBook.
Well,
it's not in here, but I'm trying to build them up. I've got three on there at the moment.
You're trying to be cool.
Yeah, but I don't know how I feel about it. I've never done it before.
What have you got on there, like a Levi's one or a...
One...
There's always that skater ones that I had on my first laptop. It was like, you know, like, what's Rob Dyrdek? DC.
Yeah, stuff like that is. But I want to just collect them, and I don't want them to be... I don't want to buy one to put on there. I want them to just appear in my life. You know what
send
I mean?
Send us in your stickers for Danny.
Yeah.
Send us in.
Send us in your old fluffy stickers.
don't stick too well.
Trying to get the fluffy one stuck on your MacBook, it's going to be like...
I know what you mean.
Oh,
if you stuck a sticker
toilet.
To you...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to sit next to a girl in maths, Fiona.
Shout out.
She had a fear of stickers that had been stuck and pulled off.
Yeah.
Fear?
Yeah. Or like, I don't know if it was a phobia, but she used to hate them. And I had one, and I stuck it off. Pulled it off. And I put it on her book when she wasn't looking. And she was like...
A phobia? I know someone that had a phobia stickers. Of glitter. I will not go near glitter, but I think...
I think you said that before.
I know, and... Yeah, we have someone on the podcast that's got a phobia.
That would have been a good thing, because it does stick to you, doesn't it?
Mm.
for days.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to change not my next one to
strawberries.
Yeah, Zach. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, bad for it. But okay. What's your next one?
Sorry, I'm just
I'm just getting
ready for tallying.
Yeah.
My second one was dog poo when you're standing in the park. Or on
good
road.
Shout.
Actually, in the park.
Stick.
Okay, the dog's in the park, but on the street when you're standing it.
Yeah. This is mate. Maybe the fourth time that we've brought up feces in the toilets here.
Probably.
Yeah. I guess it's the most fitting place, but it's always right out the gate. First thing the listeners hear us talking about poo. You know what I mean?
It's called the toilet tier, so it makes sense, doesn't it? But
I guess that if it was going to go anywhere, you'd want it in the toilet.
I feel like I'm not playing an issue.
Poor Nate's got it all over his shoes, apparently, yeah.
I'm like tenant.
I did it some the other day, actually. I don't know if I cleaned it off.
What, dog poo?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, mate.
I think there might be a little bit still on it.
So, dog poo and sticky stickers that are not sticky.
Non-sticky stickers.
Non-sticky stickers.
Sticky stickers are one sticker that don't stick as good as they used to stick. Yeah,
formerly yeah. Sticky stickers.
Formerly. Yes.
Good one. Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah. Cool.
I was going to say the thing formerly known as stickers. Is that what you just said? This is not my
maybe.
First beer, by the way.
Or podcast.
Or podcast.
We should be used to the,
I'm just overwhelmed by Tom.
D.
But we're going to go big on this one, so we're going to talk about each one, I think, a little bit more, so it's exciting.
Podcast grande.
Oh, this is the finale.
Ariana's brother.
I have gone, my first one, an infection.
Oh, haven't you said that for something before?
Maybe. I think my other one I might have said before as well.
You might have said that for wet things.
You're just recycling material.
Maybe I won.
You did say it for wet things.
Yeah, well, you don't want that, do you?
Wet sticky, and sticky.
Wet infection, yeah. So my first one's infection. I think that we can all say that that is horrible.
Yeah.
But then again,
when it goes pussy.
Gooey and pussy, yeah. Do you know the worst one is when you get, when you've cut your fingernail too short, and you press it and that little bit of yellow gunk comes out and it hurts.
I've never had that.
Oh, when you bite it and it goes up the side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You right down the side.
I've had them loads of times. The little friends you get up the side. Probably got a few now.
Little friends, did you say?
Yeah.
little friends.
Yeah, I've got one coming on there a little bit. Can you see it?
Lovely. Oh. Get that for the viewers. They'll love it.
I can't reach because my positioning.
And then
you're on the 10-foot long.
Jammed
in
here. As soon as any of us move, I'm going to pop out.
Yeah, the whole building's just going to collapse. And my next one is if you've got a load of food in your sink and you put it in.
Zach put that in wet things.
Am I recycling? Yeah, maybe I'm feeling nostalgic.
Fraud.
I'm feeling nostalgic, listeners.
Can you do it in your deepest?
No, I don't. I can't go there.
What do you mean?
I can't.
It's not yet.
It's because it's not probably even that deep. You know what I mean?
It's the sticky thing of the sink when a sink is full of like spaghetti and carrots and
yeah, no, I remember from when Zach
Danny's doing top tier all stars here.
He's not the best of throwing it back.
Bits,
we could have done a best of.
Well,
we
should do at some point. Yeah,
we'll do it one day.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Like the best of the low tier, the best of
so all. Infection and sink debris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair.
Mine. So I've got first one. I've got is kids' hands, not in a weird way.
Hey,
yeah, no, I
just
agree.
Just if a kid comes running up to you,
sticky.
And also, I feel like I was not aware. Maybe sometimes when I had sticky hands as a kid, and I would, you know, go giving people high fives. I'd go touching things. I'd do my daily, you know, your normal stuff like picking up a cup to drink out of.
Yeah.
Then that cup is tainted until,
yeah,
you know, someone else is going to pick up that. I don't know where they came from. I don't know if it was boxing beehives or something. Like what? How my hands got so sticky as a kid. Maybe it was just me.
Yeah.
I've said before
I was a bit of a feral child. Kids do sweets and they just put their hands in anything.
And then licking them and like put it all over their face.
It's the first time I've met Danny's daughter today and she was eating her.
Yeah, she was all over the
pasta stickiness. And tomato ketchup.
Yeah, bad. But
by the way.
It was late. It was a lovely little evening
meal.
And she
had sticky hands after that, didn't she?
Yeah, very. And she, but
she
to be fair,
she
knew.
She wants to them to be clean.
Yeah,
so.
She was like, clean my hands.
Yeah.
Clean them yourself.
Yeah.
Clean my hands.
Right.
So literally, she's been treating me like a servant all day. She's been buzzing me thinking, open. Banana. So I brought her up and I was like, open.
Open. Now.
Was she saying that to the banana or you?
open up to me, please.
Open, banana. Open.
Open.
Couldn't pronounce my name. Like, Nick, so you've, open it.
You've gone yeah, sticky.
Kids, sticky kids' hands.
Yeah.
Kids' sticky hands, I should say.
And the other one I've put is tar.
All right.
What?
Well, mate.
No. What's your beef with tar?
Tar is horrible.
Like, in the days
where
beef?
I've been maybe a smoker, have you ever had a cigarette that's gone tarry?
Like, oh, that kind of tar. I think we like tar, like tarmac.
I did. Also, well, that, yeah.
Well, you know,
I think that was quite useful.
The Disney film that's gone into exile, The Song of the South.
What?
You know, what's that song from it? Brer Bear. And they sing a certain song, I can't remember. You never seen Song of the South?
No.
Well, there's a reason for it. Because it's been banned. Like, they don't show it anymore. Because there was a character in it called, like, a tar baby. And it was basically just, like, massively racist.
No. No wonder I haven't seen it.
The only tar from a cartoon I can think of is Fern Gully Last Rainforest.
What are we on about?
Never seen Fern Gully the Last Rainforest.
Fern Gully the Last Rainforest.
Yeah.
What's that?
What?
Right, fair, right. But what's the tar character in it?
Well, it's about a load of fairies.
Yeah.
And there's this tree.
What are they live in a forest.
And then the humans come and start cutting down all the trees.
Yeah.
And they cut down one tree that the bad guy lives inside.
Yeah.
Because he's like this gooey, tarry thing and he likes to eat smoke and stuff. Like he sucks eat on smoke. The exhaust of cars.
Jesus!
Yeah, and then he's like, delicious.
That's it.
And he sings a song about it being all carcinogenic and everything, I think. Yeah. No, Batty. Batty sings that. Who is it?
What
who,
is this by film?
He's a bat, voiced by Robin Williams. He's like, my name is Batty. I am kind of erratic.
Right.
It's really good. Yeah. Fern Gully Last Rainforest. Watch it.
Okay. Moving on swiftly.
Well, I've put tar. Because it's sticky and horrible.
Mainly for like the smoking version of tar, not tarmac.
Yeah, and the racist one from the Disney film.
Yeah.
but not the one from Fern Gully.
No.
Never seen that.
All right, can't then. Judge on debate it. Time.
Sorry, Danny, but yours have been used before.
But an infection is bad. Like the stickiness of that.
I don't think the sink is sticky, though. It's wet. It's not sticky, it's more... though, unless you're washing up... You know,
stodgy
gunk.
Yeah, because you don't put your hand in the sink and then pull it out. You're like, oh, there's pasta stuck to it or whatever.
Gunk is sticky though, isn't it?
What's gunk? Gunk's too miscellaneous. Gunk's too general.
Is it?
I don't know if that's
general gunk.
But infection.
I will never
good.
Not use that joke. By the way,
Yeah, no, for all time.
Yeah.
Infection's good though.
Infection's good though. I came up with that one.
Yeah, I did that. I think we could put on it.
But
top
do you not
there,
think
like...
of stickers that don't sticks are good?
Stickers that.
Because they're not doing their job anymore.
They're
used to.
But then they're not a sticky thing, are they?
They're slightly stinky.
But you're saying the reason why it's so good and should be considered is the antithesis of this podcast's theme.
What's antithesis mean?
Opposite.
And what was your one other than tar? I can't remember.
Kids' hands.
That's got to go in.
Kids' sticky hands.
That's got to go in for me. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Kids' hands is in.
Especially when they go to hold your hand and you're expected it to be sticky. And then you've got, and then you're just like, well, I can't be tight to you because you're a kid.
I can't knock you out.
I can't be like, ew. Yeah. Like, if Danny touched me with his clammy hand, I'd be like, why are your hands clammy, mate?
Go wash your hands.
Yeah,
but surely you got to say that to a kid, otherwise they won't learn.
But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it in such a.
I've never asked
disgusting.
An adult though to
wash their hands.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
Would you mind just going and washing your hands?
Yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
massive!
But you'd ask though. You'd like, are your hands sticky?
I've had a clammy handshake before. That's not good, is it? So I think hand.
I would say infection and
sticky hands.
Kids' hands. Yeah,
yeah. I think.
But what
would
you poo?
What?
You like that, do you?
Yeah.
No, I just think dog poo's a bit
what do you think?
Easy, isn't it? It's an easy pick.
Lazy from Nate, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, it's an easy pick, says the guy recycling old one.
Literally just going to the well.
Come on. Give me an infection. I'm blast.
I'll give you an infection. Oh, no.
I put it in there.
Oh, no.
I put it in.
In the words of Zach, I've gone all out.
I'm using my phone to do it.
No. What have I said?
Your phone to do it. Right, next one.
Next one is the low tier. So this is the...
The lack of soundboard, isn't it, Nate?
No, we can put it in post now. We're all together, like... Yeah. Low tier.
That was a flush, by the way.
Yeah, low tier. It's not as good as the toilet tier or as bad, but it's a little bit better, but it's not as good as mid tier, is it, Nate?
Well, this is where you like your favourite things, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. As we know, but like... I just don't have room for them anywhere else. shall I go first then?
Yeah, go on.
Curveball. Curveball on both of mine here. Uh-huh. First one, sticky keys.
Oh, that
as
is
in
annoying.
Pressing
shift times.
Five times.
Oh, I was thinking like keys to get in the house.
No, sticky keys.
Yeah, they are annoying.
What
it's annoying, isn't it?
When you turn it on,
it makes your keys not pressable, doesn't it? Is that
what? Like it locks the keyboard.
I think so. Yeah, doubly.
Not.
So you mean
not...
sticky keys for like the setting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not when one of your keys
the
sticks.
Setting sticky. You press right. Shift
sticky...
five times.
A sticky key that doesn't pop back up is also
annoying. Yeah,
very annoying.
Yeah, if you just get the tiniest bit of water.
What's
or
the purpose of using
that,
the sticky?
Does you saying sticky keys encompass both of those?
No, I reckon it does. What's the... because I think Nate's one's more annoying than sticky keys, because I don't... yeah, that's what I can't... I can tell you right now what sticky keys actually does. That's what I was gonna... I was like, what is the function? What's it... stop typing. Well, just don't put your hands on the keyboard.
Not as much anymore, but I remember, like...
As soon as you hit shift five times.
No, there was a reason why you would hit shift five times, like, 10 years ago, and you always used to put sticky keys on.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT. Why would you use sticky keys?
There was a reason we always used to press shift.
I remember doing it in school a lot.
Yeah. But I can't remember now. Anyway, but that's my first one. And then my second one, a curveball again. You listening?
Hang on.
You listening? What's it saying?
They're designed to assist users with physical disabilities or limited mobility. They allow keyboard shortcuts to be executed by pressing one key at a time, making it more accessible for those who may find it difficult or challenging to press... My mouth's filled with saliva. Multiple keys simultaneously. Basically, it's for to help people. And Danny doesn't like people getting help.
Yeah, you might as well just put...
It didn't help me at the time.
Trouble typing it. To it.
I'm sure it just stopped my like using you, and then you had to. There was a weird way of unlocking it. But so anyway,
we'll hear you, Danny. You don't like people who struggle typing.
that's not the reason. Feel bad instantly. And my second one.
Hang on, though. That doesn't. I don't see how that would help them because they'd have to press each key for a really long time. You know, like if I wanted to spell the word the, I'd have to go. T until the T came up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because the keys you still can type, but it just doesn't activate.
You have to hold it.
It doesn't activate
as if it's sticky.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'm obviously just pressing them quick, and it's not typing, and I'm going, "What's going on here?" I think it was MSN. It might have been the nudge button.
MSN.
It might have been the nudge button. And they're going shift. Oh, sticky keys on them.
I've been done again.
Oh, really?
I was
too young.
I was pre MSN.
So,
MSN.
My other one is a sticky situation.
I've literally got that
in this tier. Yeah, get in there.
Oh!
It's in.
Where's mine? I want to prove this.
It's in there.
I would have liked that anyway because
sticky situation in low.
I've gone a bit abstract later also.
Okay, good. I like that. So sticky situation is in.
When was the last time you were in a sticky situation?
What defines being in a sticky situation?
I think it's like a situation that you don't want to be in and you can't get out of it.
Like when you've got mixed up with some bad apples.
Yeah.
Like a time where like there'd be a freeze frame and you'd be like, That's me. I bet you're wondering how I got myself in this situation.
Yeah.
And you cut back to 2 years when you made your first bad decision.
The film Sticky Situation.
Yeah.
Go for that.
We'll go for that.
I can't remember the last time I've been in a sticky situation, but it's like, you know, actually I'll tell you one very...
It's maybe when you tell somebody something that you're not supposed to tell them and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have told them that, and you need to try and come up with something else to try and...
Get yourself out of a sticky situation. Yeah.
Me and Emily went to pick up a chest of drawers off Facebook Marketplace from a couple now, that were moving
house.
Is it
house. A chest of drawers or is it a chest of drawers?
Oh, God. Chest of drawers.
I've always said it as a chest of drawers. Some people say it's a chest of drawers.
Is it because a chest would be like a treasure chest?
A chest.
And they just put drawers on the front.
Yeah, that's how I think.
Chest of drawers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went to pick up one of those.
I'm right.
From a couple, a family that was moving house, and we couldn't fit it in Em's car, and they really wanted it gone.
Sell it. That's a sticky situation.
Yeah, they really. And Em's phone was dying. We didn't know where we'd driven to in London, and then we couldn't find our way back because I didn't have any data or something. Prehistoric like that. and we were just in a sticky situation, and the husband was all right. He's like, don't worry, we'll take it back inside and buy it. And the wife was like, no, the van to our new house is full, this has got to go, you've got to take it, you've agreed.
Sticky that.
We'd given them cash as well, and was like, well, good one, we'd like the cash back and we'd like to go home because we can't fit it in the car.
Sticky as.
Situation.
Yeah. Sticky as, what do you do?
Eventually we sort it out.
Let us know in the comments what you'd do. Mm. Yeah. Who's next?
Well, I'll go because one of mine was sticky situation.
Yeah. Yep.
The other one I had is sticky weed.
Sticky weed.
The stuff you get off the side of a...
You throw it on people's backs and they don't know.
Yeah. Because
that's the best thing about it.
I call it a stickle bud.
Yeah, that's good.
I was going to say, has anyone got any other names for it? Because...
That's good.
It's just like one stem with like just the leaves stick out, and then the top is like little balls.
That would love it.
My jacket would be
absolutely destroyed by sticky.
And then wouldn't I be in a sticky situation?
Hey, you would.
Well, you would. Yeah.
They always get stuck on dogs as well that have.
Oh yeah, mate. Like, Rosie, really my
Springer
Spaniel gets them in their ears. Yeah. Got to go with tweezers, and they hate it. I hate it.
Sticky situation.
Yeah.
Sticky.
Okay, so sticky weed. That's good. I like that one. Nate, over to you.
I went for a boiled sweet that has been left in your trousers and gone through the wash.
Yeah. I'm up for
that. You know
that.
The ones I mean? But then you find it and you're like, oh, should I have it? Because it's like the outside of it is now sticky.
Yeah, well up for that. Been
like,
there.
But you're like, I could have it because these were made like in the war.
And it's clean, isn't it?
And it's for hard times like that.
It's a little bit soapy.
Yeah.
Also quite sticky.
Yeah. Soap. Don't know if soap's sticky.
Soap.
Actually, maybe it's the opposite of sticky because it stops things sticking, doesn't it?
It's the same like is it an emulsifier? Water.
Is that what that's called?
Is water wet? It's the same sort of question, isn't it? Yeah, blow your minds. Let us know what you think in the comments.
Oh, educated.
We're doing this now. Let us know what you think in the comments. We're live.
In the comments. Ring the bell. Get all notifications.
Right, yeah, okay. Good one.
And a newborn baby's nappy. You changed the nappy today, didn't you, Danny? I was like, I can smell it.
Keep two poos feces in. Feces to the toilet tear.
Two poos and two tears you've gone for.
Yeah.
Correct.
Two poos and a tear. No sharing.
Let's hope he doesn't make it. Three C's.
Good. Well. Good. Okay. Nah, yeah. I'm not going for sticky poos.
You got sticky boil sweet.
Yeah, I think that would have gone in. That was better than your toilet tip.
So, but we've already got one in. Sticky situations in. So it's between.
Is sticky weed then.
Sticky nice. Weed.
Sticky.
Boiled sweets. Or.
Boiled sweets is better than sticky weed.
Or sticky keys.
Quite fun. Sticky keys.
You felt bad about that.
Yeah.
I do feel bad. Yeah. So let's go.
I think the boiled sweets. Boiled sweets. Because you got a little treat in there.
Boiled
and
sweets.
You can still eat it.
And now I'm thinking about sticky weed. I think it's actually higher. Hours.
Really?
Of fun. Hours of fun.
Fun really? When you're throwing it at someone.
Yeah.
Throwing it. Wouldn't have been Irish.
I had one mate who hated it. Like, if you put it on him, he would be, like, physically enraged.
Well, it is annoying when you find it hours later. And you're like,
but he was like, you know, he really cared about his like school uniform and all that for some reason.
He deserved it.
Looking good. Shout out, sharp.
Let us know if you listen to the pod. Email us in.
Comments.
Email us in. Mid tier.
Are we flying through this, or am
it's
I
me?
Just...
I'll go first.
You know,
I'm first.
We're like half an hour in. That's a good length.
How do you know that?
Down at the
right,
bottom.
Right, mid tier. I've got some quite industrial ones in here because I think, you know, mid tier can be. You guys think it's a staple, but I just think.
What
it's,
does it mean, I do. Sure? I think it's a staple.
I've gone for a staple because
I've not. I've not.
I bet
so.
Maybe one of you's got
maybe
it.
Maybe one staple, but one very not staple.
And staple actually is
not
is
sticking,
something
but it is
maybe
an
related
attacher.
To my suggestion.
Hang on.
Because it lives in the stationery family.
Come on.
It's a post-it note.
Oh, I nearly put that in for my other thing.
I love post-it notes.
Yeah, see, they're good, but I think I have a love-hate relationship with them. Hey, there's one for Zach. Because a lot of the time, you write down on a post-it note something to remind yourself to do you don't really want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a bossy little twat, isn't it? And the post-it note.
Also, where is your post-it note placement? Because that's
I know
vital,
some people that have them all over the bloody house.
I need to have it very perpendicular with whatever it's near.
Mine'd have to be on my front door where I don't want to put a sticky, what are they called?
Post-it note.
Post-it note.
Do you, when you take the post-it note off the post-it stack, do you pull it upwards or do you pull it across?
I pull it diagonal.
Across, yeah.
If you pull it across, it stops it curling.
Mm. Oh, really?
So when you stick it to something, it'll lie flat instead of like...
Doing like, you won't get an upskirt.
You don't get an upskirt. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
I like post-it notes though. I like writing on them.
Mm.
They used to nick them all the time.
What, post-it notes from school or something?
Yeah, like school, people's desks. If there's
pallets of them.
If there's a stack of post-it notes, I'm like
mine.
I'm like, I'm having that. And if there's a
but
pen,
you don't use them.
No, yeah, but I'll use them for shit things.
Right.
Right.
Like leveling a table.
Yeah, no. But like, if I'm on the phone or something, I might just have a little drawer in it.
A little doodle.
And then I'll peel it off and throw it away.
Yeah.
Good.
What's your
post-it note? The other one, oh, come on, Tom, remember.
I don't like different shapes. Post-it
note decent, though.
Yeah,
oh, the other one. Oh, this one's my board. But did you ever do this in art? Right, art class. You put some glue on the back of your hand.
Love it. All over your hand. Love it. And peel it off
and
like
then
it's
peel
skin.
Peel it off. Yeah, put PVA glue in here just for that
love
reason.
Love it. Well, PVA I have glue. Put glue.
In this, in
PVA
here.
And glue. Yeah. I think that's in then.
Oh,
I'll give you that. Give
second that. Handshake of the episode.
It feels good.
Come on.
I feel like we're.
If only our hands were covered in PVA glue.
It'd be sexy, wouldn't
but
it?
At least they're not sticky. Or children's.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. What if a sticky kid had sticky hands because they've been having fun with PVA glue?
But the PVA glue is then dry. Good.
Yeah. Dry.
Yeah.
Dry.
Dry, sticky stuff.
Dricky.
Dricky.
Yeah, that's in. So what's your other one then, Nate?
All right. Let me just mark that down. That's in.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know me. I mean, the second one is a staple, lives in the stationery drawer also. Sellotape.
Me too.
Yay!
Well. There we go.
Confirmed. Show you here.
That means your second one can't go in.
It does, and I'm gutted. I'm really, really gutted. Right, but I'll let me
you
put that
it.
Sticky tape in.
Sticky tape.
My other one was.
Why do Americans call it Scotch tape?
Because it's
the
brand.
Yeah, it's underwear and stuff.
Same.
I think I had one. I was going to ask that about post-it notes, actually. Is post-it a brand?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Otherwise, it would just say sticky notes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so, you're right. Sticky notes, yeah.
But post-it ones are the best. They are the stickiest.
Yeah, I just wanted
they
to
They are
make
the
sure.
stickiest of sticky notes.
Other posts.
You heard it here first.
Other brands are available.
It feels good, doesn't it? We can see ourselves, by the way.
Do the
we
Tony
keep,
Blair.
And I do keep looking at my face. Like it's awkward not to, isn't it? You're like, oh, there I am. I'm moving.
I feel like I'm not directing it to you guys.
I'm
much.
Trying to
I'm
connect
very...
to you guys physically.
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, big handshakes.
That is a big hand.
Yous might have this higher because I think this is a big shout. Yous guys. Y'all.
You fellas.
It's Sticky Vicky
from Benidorm.
I've got her eye.
You've got her in, yeah.
I've got her eye.
I've never watched an episode of Battle Dogs. R.I.P. Another one.
R.I.P.
She's dead, yeah.
Mm. I think her daughter's still doing her job. She like, is, she is. But Sticky Vicky,
stepped into the role.
Yes, mate. You know, she's taught her how to do it.
Razor blades out of
I've
there.
Seen it. I've seen the show. Yeah, yeah.
Up close.
Mid-tier staple, can you smell it? Mate. No, not at all.
It's mid-tier staple.
What are you on about?
Sticky Vicky, you've not seen. You not know who that is?
No. I know it's a character in Benidorm.
No, she's a real person. Real person.
From Benidorm. Well, she's British, but she moved to Benidorm.
Married to the chief of police in Benidorm. I've watched her show.
Her magic act was pulling things out of her
cavity.
Yeah.
Well, but it must have been for the stuff she had in there.
There was like...
She would start off with like ping pong balls, you know, the usual.
What, she do like a it was full like, focus?
No, it was like sausages going woom, 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 woom. And then like a lit light bulb. Like it was crazy.
String of razor blades.
Yeah, yeah. Clever.
Oh, goodness me.
Or mad.
She made a career out of
and
it.
And she's dead.
Yeah, yeah. She was old.
She died like 80 something.
The real one.
Yeah.
Her daughter does it now, I think. I don't think she shares the name.
God, what a...
In Benidorm, she's opening something. She's doing the grand opening and she pulls the scissors out and goes...
Really? Yeah. That's brilliant.
That actress might have died recently as well.
What actress?
Sticky Vicky in Benidorm.
That was
Sticky Vicky.
The one in the programme Benidorm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sticky Vicky plays Sticky Vicky. Played herself.
That's nuts. Right. So we were talking about the same person after all.
Yeah.
Vicky. Yeah.
The sticky one.
Yeah, the sticky variety.
Right. Oh.
Cheers to Vicky.
Yeah, God bless.
Cheers to
Stictoria Victoria.
There you go, lads. Cheers. See, we've not been able to do this before.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Oh, it's brilliant. But obviously, she's either not in now or she's in higher because you've got her in higher, right? You said.
Yeah, mate.
Right. So let's move on. That's all done. We're on to the top tier. This is getting interesting.
No, we're not, are we?
Yeah, mate.
We are. Sorry. What? Yeah, high tier.
I shat myself.
Oh, it's been so long since we've done this. I call it Top and Lad.
Top and Lad.
Top and Lad.
It's me, I think, innit? Because didn't Nate go... No, it is you, I think.
It is me. So I've gone for Sticky Toffee Pudding.
Oh,
me too.
How have I not?
High five.
Handshake.
Yeah, class.
Ooh.
I'd even say maybe higher if only sticky one of you had pudding. It. Yeah, I can't believe I've not.
It was a first when we said sticky things. It was the first thing that came to my mind.
God,
I was like, oh, sticky toffee pudding. Yeah, yeah.
I've got two in the fridge at home, sat waiting for me.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. We've got no share. What
do you have on yours?
Yeah. Nice custard.
Oh, gotta be.
Sticky
custard on everything.
Is custard apple a liquid? Pie with
custard? Yes, it's not.
Do you think there's a better liquid than custard? Because I don't know if there is.
Oh well, this is another.
Well, there's the savoury custard, which is gravy.
Another good debate is.
What?
Is
custard not just no,
custard's
a sweet
made out
gravy?
Of like eggs?
Sweet
the
gravy.
Custard's got eggs in
no,
it.
No, but I mean like.
That's a good gravy. Nickname. That could be your nickname.
Sweet gravy.
What do you mean? It's like yin and sweet yang. Gravy and custard.
Another good debate on the is custard a whatever is soup? Do you eat soup or do you drink soup?
You eat it because you don't.
You
unless
have
it's a cup
spoon,
of soup, maybe.
Yeah,
so you eat it.
Mm.
Because
well, you eat cake
it,
with a
though,
spoon,
do you?
Maybe.
You don't chew soup, do you?
Mm. Maybe if it's a stew.
Depends
yeah,
how.
Yeah, eat a stew because you'll have a carrot in there every now and again or something. Mm. That you'll need to chew up, but in soup.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know. Let's know. High tier, is it?
High tier. So
high tier.
Sticky Vicky pudding.
Sticky Vicky toffee pudding.
Oh,
and
God.
Going along the lines of you saying sticky situation, mine is sticking it to the man.
That's not sticky, though, is it?
It's got the word sticking.
Yeah, but no, I'm not having that.
Oh,
but fair
the
play.
Sticky situation is like it's you know you can there's a bit
sticky.
Of what you call it mirror imagery or like you know
yeah.
But... I was gonna say onomatopoeia.
Like, nah. Go with me here. Go with me. I'm sticking it to the man. I'm like saying no, this isn't my problem anymore. It's yours. I'm sticking it back on him.
Wow, she that's hit not me with
the. To the man is. It's
not going it around. Is. It's standing up for yourself.
Slapping dust cloths off people.
Hit me with a dust cloth.
Dust cloth.
Is that what happened to him? A lens cloth.
No, but it no.
What?
What? It is.
It's a good one. I admire you, Nate, for it, but I don't think it's got a chance, to be honest.
This is the most debate.
You say this every time, Dan.
No, this is the most pressing you've been with your answers, going like, "I want it in." I've never seen.
Well, he's saying that he's himself on us physically now. There's nothing sticky in it.
Maybe the live situation has brought out
it's
the.
Not sticky.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels so real.
Yeah.
Do you know why? It's because there's no delay.
It's important, and this is the final episode, so it's like it's worth a lot. Nate can go first here.
We're never going to talk to each other after this.
5 points, mate. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What?
Right.
This meeting
high tier for me. I've just been doing my kitchen up.
Did you do two, Nate?
Yes. Yeah, sticking it to the man and sticking
toffee pudding.
Which, so we know one of mine already. Dream. My other one is I've just been doing up my kitchen.
No, I know what you're going to say.
And we didn't get new cupboards.
No.
We've wrapped the cupboards.
Can I say it for you? Can I say it with you after three?
And you can say it for me.
Sticky vinyl.
Sticky vinyl wrap. Mate, it is the future.
Sticky Vicky vinyl wrap.
Sticky vinyl wrap. Mate, you just put... So imagine this, what we got behind us here. You just put like a... It looks like wallpaper. Put it over it and just like stick it down. New kitchen. It's amazing.
It is. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not agree? Don't agree? No?
Well, I don't want to... Because you just put it all in your kitchen. I don't want to slag off your kitchen.
I'll do it, mate.
No.
Slag your kitchen if you want.
No, I don't want to.
Fuming, why? No one wants to go against me here. Sticky vinyl wrap, it's the future. Let me know in the comments.
Sticky vinyl wrap. That's a great song.
I'll do a sticky vinyl wrap for you in a minute.
I've got a song about a tortilla. Actually, that's more of a wrap.
I've got another stationary-based one.
Oh, what else is sticky in the stationary?
One. Wait, it's stationary adjacent.
Stationary adjacent.
It's blue tack.
Oh,
okay. I used to have hours of fun with blue tack.
Yeah.
But when you play with it a lot, I used to play it like it was plasticine or Play-Doh.
Yeah. I used to enrage people,
and then eventually made my fingers feel weird.
You can do everything with it, can't you?
Yeah,
it is good stuff.
I'll just get a tiny little bit off it.
It is good stuff. And do you know what I like
as
well?
And I wait a whole day, I'd just take a little
leaves a little greasy mark on a white wall, though.
I like the paper that it's encased in as well.
Love that paper. Yeah. It's a bit like...
Like a plastic paper, isn't it?
Grease-proof paper.
Yeah.
There's not much purer than the state of blue tack in when you get it out of the box.
Yeah.
Like, it's got
it's like fresh snow, isn't it?
And stuff.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, it's that pure, and once you change it will never be that again.
No.
Unless you buy a machine.
And as soon as you pull that first bit off, it's all tarnished because it goes...
Yeah. The rest wants to come.
It's like life, I suppose, isn't it?
The rest wants to go with the blue tack you've just taken.
What about white tack? Have you ever tried that?
Same thing, isn't it? Yeah. White.
I'm sure once that I thought I'd found some white tack, and I think it might have been somebody's old chewing gum.
Nice.
It wasn't.
It'll work.
Like under the table.
And I was like, oh.
It'll do a job.
And then eventually I was like...
Probably would do the job.
I mean, I was quite young, but I was like, this smells a bit minty.
Stayed under
like,
that table.
This is gum.
This is gum.
That could have been a good sticky one.
But yeah, so stationary adjacent
could
blue
have been
tack.
A good sticky one.
Gum. Yeah.
And this one is it's very specific, but if I owned a pair of these, I don't think anybody could stop me.
Wait, hang on. I want to try and think of
sticky
a pair
undies.
Of sticky things. Oh.
Sticky shoes. You know, in films. Where people in like an action film where people have like suction cups on their hands and they can climb a building dead fast.
Oh yeah,
so that's suction, not sticky, isn't it?
Maybe
it's not
right.
Sticky. That is suction,
but it's sticky because.
Yeah, but if you
suction.
Touch it with your finger, it's not going to stick to it. It's only going to suck onto glass.
Yeah, if
you're not letting
like...
me have stick it to the man, so.
Well, if you touch blue tack with your finger, it's not going to stick to your finger. If you just go like that,
you do. If you press it hard enough,
sticky, but you didn't say anything about pressing hard enough.
Okay, you press hard enough on a suction cup, see if it sticks to your finger.
Yeah, no, but it'll stick to a building, and then I can climb up it.
It'll suck to a building.
Yeah, I'm with Nate on this.
But it sticks, that's fine.
Suction things
are
different.
Sorry, I feel like I got a bit aggressive there, and that's really
that's
not in my nature.
You're really going for it.
Maybe it's the Artois.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm in a sticky situation here in the middle of these two. Okay. So we've got
okay.
We've got okay.
I feel very attacked.
Sticky toffee pudding is in there, right?
Yes, it is, mate.
We've got blue tack, which I've put higher. I think it's a good choice for higher.
I reckon it lives here, Nate.
But it could live here also. We've got vinyl wrap, which I think you two hated.
You think?
And
I just don't have a lot of experience with it.
What was your other one?
I'm not allowed sticking it to the mat.
Yeah, that's not good enough. So it's blue tack, isn't it?
Yeah. Sadly.
Blue tack. Why, sadly, it was you that chose it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you fuming then?
Well, for you, because you had it in top tier.
Blue tacos, it auto-corrected
Blue tacos.
Blue taco.
Right,
is
lads.
That like... Oh, go on.
Blue waffle. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. I didn't say it, though.
We've made it.
Danny's getting emotional.
We've made it, lads.
What have we made?
The top tier. We're finally here. Season 4, or even season 1 of the new top tier, I suppose we could call it.
Oh, isn't it weird when somebody shakes your hand, they do this?
Go on.
And then the second hand joins.
And you're like... I don't like it when they put it over the top. I can't reach because like that. The place like this. The microphone. But yeah, like that. Like it's a quilt for your handshake.
What about this kind of handshake?
Is there a way of doing a triple?
Get that away.
Is there a way of doing a triple handshake?
Yeah, we'll get my interlock here.
Interlock, yeah.
I'll just do this. Oh, hang on.
Interlock.
It's a very visual aspect for non...
Nice.
Everyone's got YouTube.
I only had fingertips in there.
But lads, we've made it. Come back. Come back to me. Made it to the top tier. what's been a highlight of for this season?
Well, I've already met you before, but Tom.
Meeting
Tom is because Tom. Why are you fuming?
No, Matt.
I saw your face.
It was a nice. Like, I'm ready. Like... I'm listening.
Because I felt like I knew you, and now I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
And when you walked through the door, I was like, "Wow, that is a tall man."
Yeah. But if you look now, I'm the same size as Danny.
Yeah. She must. It's all in the legs.
Yeah,
it's all in the legs.
I would. I would like you. No, never mind. I was going to say I want you to stand up so you can see the height difference. But
yeah,
you won't. Nobody will see him.
Just go straight up.
I'll do a height reveal for the.
It's not good for the audio.
Like I said, everybody has YouTube.
everybody has free.
Stop your podcast. They're on the train.
It's free, you know.
Get YouTube up. There you go. It's all that.
Okay.
You just do the podcast.
In comparison.
We will get to the top tier
after.
Look at that.
You can still see your head. You can't see his chest.
And Danny's even shorter.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well done, boys.
I
want to go to you, and then I might even give mine as well. But what's your highlight? And it could be anything. It could be the funniest, the joke of the week. It could be the
meeting me.
I don't know, highlight of the what you winning. What's been your highlight?
I don't know. It's good to have the toppers involved in my life. You know,
morning toppers.
Morning toppers.
Yeah,
putting something out there. Like things like that.
The video was great.
The name escapes me, but the video we got sent when we said
it was fantastic.
Spread the word about the podcast, and someone sent in a video.
Brilliant
video
in their office. Unbelievable.
In their morning notes or morning bulletin, whatever it was, be like, right, guys. And you don't know how much we love it. When we were recording consistently, we would quote it all the time because we loved it.
It was great.
And things like knowing that people are enjoying what we were putting out.
The emails, emails we got. And I think...
We read them as well. Every single one that comes through, read them. Sometimes we just put one over there because
not reading that out.
Not reading that.
That was a terrible email. Not reading that out.
Nah, just joking. But it's just nice to like do something for people that they are enjoying.
Yeah,
Meeting Zach.
Yeah, legend.
It was nice meeting Nate, but
Not after
maybe someday.
Not
I'll
after
get to
today
meet
when he's.
All right, choppers.
Mine has been. It's this season of the podcast has felt the most like secure season of the podcast in terms of the like the way we run it, getting it out and doing it, and just going like, let's pick a topic, get it done. And just going for it. And it's been the funniest because of that, I think.
Mm. We were very consistent until life got in the way.
Yeah, but we wanted to do yeah, this again. Live episode. I think in the episode 19, we was like, we're going to do a live episode. But we wanted to be together. So it's just been life that has got in the way.
It might never happen.
No, it has. It's happened.
And then, last night, because I came to see these boys in the show, and Tom's...
Wasn't there. Yeah.
Wasn't there.
Yeah. But there you go, it happens, stuff like that happens, but it has been it's been nice to do this podcast with you boys, and I can't wait to keep it going and keep the toppers
back stronger.
Yeah,
keep on topping toppers,
keep on topping.
Keep on topping toppers.
Oh, that's all. Come on, keep on topping toppers.
And talking of topping, we're now on a top tier, the toppest of the top.
Quick break.
The tier that goes to the top.
Really went off on one there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Quick little nostalgia break, mate. Yeah. Some of the jokes we had as well. Some of the picks that, yeah, it's been good, hasn't it?
Oh.
It's been class.
Top tier, someone said.
Right, go on. Who wants to go first on the top tier?
You, mate.
Yeah, you're first. You're up.
All right, then. So, as you know, I've gone Blue Tack. Here's my first one. I struggled with the top tier, you know.
I have as well.
Because
you're gonna hate mine.
A lot of the like funnier answers that came to my head were like bottom stuff. toppers and bottoms.
We've had double feces involved. We had double bottom tiers. Yeah.
So I put.
Is that what you meant by bottom stuff?
No.
Oh right.
I didn't, but like the toilet tip bottom stuff. Levels, but because of that, I was like, "What's funny?" You know, I just went for a funny one, and I've gone for like a sticky fart.
A sticky fart.
You can't sometimes be a little sticky fart.
But do you mean a wet fart?
Like a bit wet, but afterwards you go like, whoa.
It's a courtesy wipe.
We're going to need to really dig deep on this, guys, because...
So do you mean like after you've done it...
Is it fart?
You know you've not
cheeks
pooed.
Are attached.
You know you've not pooed, but it does go like...
Is a fart the gas itself? Is the fart what you're calling fart? What is coming out, or is it the sound? Your bum hole.
No, I'm more talking about the cheeks. Feeling.
I don't think it's the sound because you can say I did a silent fart.
Yeah, you could
so
still
saying it's the gas.
It's the gas.
You could still do
the
a style.
So that's not sticky.
You could do a silent sticky fart though. I'm more talking about the like connection.
So, come on, guys! Everybody, join
in! Slow-mo cheeks going like,
yeah. You just go like that. Was
hey,
that
hey,
was slow-mo
cheeks.
That was funny.
Hey, my name's Shlomo. Shlomo cheeks.
But
he was in Fame, no?
So what? Slow-mo sticky, cheeks. Sticky cheeks.
Slow-mo cheeks.
Slow-mo cheeks. What a good reference.
Very niche actually? To the musical theatre community. There
is he actually? Yeah, yeah.
It's called Shlomo. Shlomo.
That's brilliant.
But
I need to go back to performing, I'm telling you.
We're
the best
really
thing
gonna have to drill down on this one.
The
guys.
Best thing about a sticky fart though is unless you tell anybody only you know that you've done a sticky fart.
Are you talking about a follow through?
No, you know you've not followed through. You just think
you're right, mate.
Grazed my nose.
You know you've not followed through, but you just go like that was a bit sticky, wasn't it?
I have never ever heard that phrase. I've heard of like, well, people go, that was wet.
You'd rather eat a sticky fart than a sticky toffee pudding.
You'd rather eat a sticky fart.
I never mentioned eating farts.
Well, you put sticky toffee pudding lower than this.
No, so. it's all about the like, do you know what I mean? You got to know what I mean there.
It's all about the, I am all about the, but I don't think a sticky fart is a thing.
It is.
Do one right now.
In the summer, they can get sticky.
No, they're not sticky, they're wet.
You've just done a round of tennis with your mates. And
you are overestimating how much sport I do.
A round of tennis.
This is like all the round, isn't it?
What?
How many holes are we going to do in this game of tennis?
A round.
Let's have a match of golf while we're at it.
And you know,
can't wait to get on the tennis pitch.
You're walking back to the golf court. Yeah, the golf.
The pavilion.
Carousel. And it just goes pom pom pom.
Hang on, what? Carousel?
I was trying to be funny.
It was just confusing.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't think I've. What else you got?
Yeah, what I want to know.
Blue Tack.
It's already gone in. Yeah. So we can move on if you want.
We'll come back. We'll circle back because I don't think we're done digging down on that.
Sorry. I'm a bit overwhelmed by that conversation. Okay. This is where I had Sticky Vicky.
Is it?
Yeah, just because ledge.
Yeah, nostalgia.
But you're going to hate. It's not going in, I guess, because you're going to hate it. But I said a stick.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming at some point, and I'm surprised it's not come already.
A stick.
Tom, over to you.
Is that not even addressing that?
So we spent 10 minutes on a sticky part that doesn't exist. I say stick, and you go, "All right, okay."
It does exist, mate.
Do one now. Prove it.
You're a sticky fart denier.
Shlomo Cheeks agrees with me that it does not exist.
You're a flat farter or what?
A flat farter.
A flat farter. You're a denier.
Like a flat earther.
Yeah, that's how it's going.
Got you.
Yeah, go on.
I thought you were making a reference to my non-existent buttocks. Mine are awful as well.
You've got two picks and Blue Tack can't go in, so right, we're not doing very well here.
So,
and Vicky's already got in.
My first one.
I'm scared.
And don't bully me.
Oh, but you're allowed to bully yours.
No.
I've put
Spider-Man's web.
No, yeah.
So you can swing from building to building. But, imagine if you had that.
If I remember, I picked a superhero thing and you denied it because it isn't true.
I tried to put Infinity Gauntlet in what you put on your hands.
And I denied it.
Yeah.
Right, so maybe I'll deny it again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Yes. Sticking it to the man.
Why?
See?
Yeah, should have put it in.
Ah, I told you.
But like a sticky situation doesn't exist.
Excuse me, sorry.
Until someone births one. You know what I mean?
Births a sticky situation.
Like a sticky fart.
Until someone brings one into existence.
So Spider-Man's web, yeah?
Yeah.
Do
your action again.
I'm a bit for that one, actually.
Go web, go.
You can't be not for it in another one and then for it in this one.
Infinity Gauntlet, though, is like a bit Infinity niche. Gauntlet. Like everyone knows who Spider-Man is.
No, what do you mean it's a bit niche?
It's a French. It's from France.
It's nice. It's from so France, nice. That. Much nicer in Nice.
Niche.
Another musical theatre reference. I am available if there are anybody requiring niche.
Musical theatre reference.
Exactly.
Shlomo.
Well, I was going to say it's not niche because it's made, that film's made more money than any other film ever.
I don't know who has the Infinity Gauntlet. Oh, well, and for me, a gauntlet isn't.
Then you're obviously quite cool.
You know who Spider-Man is, right?
I'm too cool for school.
Yeah. And the other one, I put caramel. Just because I'm never not happy with seeing it.
Sticky little caramel, yeah.
Yeah, little caramel. Like, may it be the top layer of a Mars bar.
We are a fan of Caramel Bunny as well, right?
Yes, we caramel are. And who bunny? Would be the Caramel Bunny?
Sweeney.
What are you on about?
So it all ties. Well, I'm glad you said Sweeney there. Cause
as in Claire Sweeney?
Yes.
Still.
No, what, Sweeney Todd.
Well, it's the new. There's a new Sweeney in town, isn't there? What's she called?
Pardon?
Sydney Sweeney.
Never heard of her.
She's all over the. She's in Madam Web, the new Spider-Verse film.
Oh. Yeah.
And I swear she's called Sydney Sweeney.
So it all connects.
Yeah, out of Euphoria and that.
I did make a joke earlier. And
there's new Sweeney in town.
At the top.
Yeah. Sticky.
At least.
Sticky Sweeney.
Right,
stop
yes.
It, because Zach will wish he was here.
Yeah, he will.
But
he
what
really
on about Caramel Bunny?
Oh, you obviously haven't listened to the pre-pods.
Oh, bloody yet. Did.
we mentioned about the Caramel Bunny. And
a tooth
Zach said he would lose his teeth
tooth.
In the Caramel Bunny.
No, he's on Sweeney Streets.
Yeah, but then
What is a caramel bunny?
The Cadbury Caramel Bunny. Do you know who was the voice of her? Miriam Margolyes.
Really?
Was the voice of the sexy caramel bunny.
There's a babe.
She loves a fart. She loves a sticky fart.
I bet Margolyes has done many a sticky fart.
I wouldn't put it past old Miriam.
I doubt there is much she hasn't done.
I bet she went.
But she tells everybody. Oh, yeah. So.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Spider-Man and caramel.
So, we either go with Spider-Man and caramel, or we give me one of the sticky fart.
So, one's definitely already in, isn't
How is
it?
That even in the top?
Oh, no.
You know, if you mixed Spider-Man and caramel together and gave me Caramel Man, then we could talk.
Caramel Man.
Caramel Man. Caramel Man.
Caramel Man. Caramel Man. Yeah, yeah, put her in.
Oh, gosh. Nothing's going in for me.
So you've
got a Spider-Man and caramel.
What about sticks?
Because, mate, that should be like I would have taken it in later.
If yours go in, it's only because ours have been crap.
But I thought mine were crap by my own admission at the top of the top tier.
So why are you fighting for? By my own admission, sir.
I really don't know.
It's Spider-Man and caramel.
To a duel.
No, get that loincloth away from
stick
me.
Stick it to the man.
I don't know what we should pick.
I think it, honestly, should
we get the girls
be Spider-Man and should we call Pete?
Yeah.
Yes!
I wonder where he'll be awake. We could call
Pete.
What
time is it? It's early. It's 10 past.
And we have the option to just cut here and wait for Pete. So, if he doesn't answer, why are you on PlayStation app? Is that how you call Pete?
He's always online. See when he was last online.
Just call him, mate.
One day ago.
Yeah, he well, I doubt he's been asleep since yesterday.
You've got to just give him a call. I think that's the way it works. Just give me a quick free, Bella.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, it's a weekend. He's not.
See when he was last online.
Gosh, why are you such a stalker? Just call him.
He doesn't fucking say, does he?
Just call him.
What?
Timothy! Language.
Video calling as well. That's even better.
Turn him around, get him on pod.
So as you know, Toppers, this is Pete who's been wanting to do this episode. He's answered.
Oh my God, where is he? You're right, mate.
Get him near the mic.
Put him on the mic.
I'm in the McDonald's in Cardiff. What's happening?
Oh, you're on the top tier
put him on
podcast
the, put
finale.
Him on here, put him on here.
Little face
yeah!
reveal. Come on.
Put him near the mic.
I need to put you near my mic. We need... What were we going to ask him?
What needs to go in the top
we've
tier?
Basically, we're doing sticky things, Pete. And all of our top tier suggestions are pretty under par by our own admission. As I've said. So basically, all that can go in... Nate, what were yours?
Sticks.
Nate said sticks for sticky things, and...
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah,
the
awful.
The other one was Sticky Vicky, which is already in.
And yeah. Sticky Vicky, who's already gone in. Danny had Blue Tack, which is already in.
Yeah.
And...
Sticky Fart.
And a Sticky Fart in top tier.
Are you mad?
Yeah,
what's
see... Pete's saying no. And then my two were Spider-Man web. You know, the stuff that he swings from.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And caramel.
Look, I mean, that's a really poor choice to pick from.
Yeah, isn't it?
I had some great ones ready for this episode. I'm next up at McDonald's, so I've got to be quick. Of all of those... I mean, fuck, I guess it's between your two, Spider-Man or caramel.
Both, they can both go in, lad.
Both can go in. Wait, I'm on the top tier podcast. There's Jess.
Do you want chicken nuggets or selects?
I want selects, not chicken nuggets.
Pete, this is important.
With the.
Just say I win, lad.
Wait, I would say... Sticks is like the old joke, and I feel like it can't go in for that.
No, you're
reason.
Right.
Never liked him.
Sticky fart.
Blue Tack is really fucking useful.
Already
can't
gone
go
in. Already
can't
gone
go in,
lad. High tier.
Go in.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm definitely putting Spider-Man's web in there because when that first Tobey Maguire film came out,
yeah,
I bought the costume. I was ready to go. I thought I was going to get.
Yeah, I just referenced it as well a second ago. So then basically your last pick is between caramel and sticky farts.
I don't like a sticky fart. Well, I say that. I get embarrassed by them. Because I try and fart and then walk away.
Oh my
God. Come on. So it's caramel then, is it?
It's gonna have to be caramel.
Right. Come on!
Okay. There we
yes!
go. Right, see you in a bit, Pete.
Enjoy your McDonald's, Pete.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, boys.
See you soon, lad.
I'll see you soon.
Caramel and spider web. It's in there. There you have it.
He'd love to be on this podcast, wouldn't he, him?
He'd love it.
It's got to happen.
It's got to happen next season.
Let us know who else you want next season from the back catalogue of people we've talked about in our lives. Yeah. We can't get anyone famous.
Well, we might be able to, but...
Sweeney!
Get Sweeney on.
We get the new Sweeney.
Yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah. She's got webs. We've done it.
Hey.
What?
Joke of the week.
Wonder Web's good.
We've done
it.
No, we do... We reveal and then joke of the week, don't we? It's been a few weeks. Yeah.
All right. Well, come on then.
It's tension music.
Tension music. We need to get new tension music for next season because.
You hate it. Not a big fan of the tension music.
Well, it just doesn't build.
Right. Sorry. Yeah.
Can't even hear it. Is it on?
It is on. It's right, playing on. For the listeners. There you go. Can you hear it now?
Yeah. Listen. It's great.
Wow. This is intense, isn't it? Come on. Well done, boys. We have put in toilet tear, flush, a kid's sticky hands, and an infection. Low tier, we've gone sticky situation and boiled sweets in the pocket that you eat a few weeks later.
And have been in the washing machine.
Yeah. Mid tier, we've gone for glue and sticky tape
and
staples. Absolute staples. Glad we're finished on that one. High tier, sticky toffee pudding, couldn't be anywhere else. And blue tack, good choice. And the top tier, season 4 finale, episode 20, caramel and spider web. There you go. Nate, for the final time of this series, give us the scores and the doors. Remember, folks, before he does this... This is worth 5 points. I'm in third place with four points.
I thought we were joking about that. You're going to wish we were.
Cinco puntos.
I'm in third place with 4 points.
All right.
Nate's in second place with 7 points. And Tom is currently in first place with 11 points. So it means that I could get second. It means that you could get first. And it means that Tom could be second. Reveal.
Oh, how about that for tying on the booth? Well, sticking with tradition, Danny, you failed. Danny, you got 3.
Yeah, brilliant.
Felt like more. And also sticking with tradition, I came second with 4. And Tall Tom.
What does that mean?
Baby Tom. Baby Tory Tom. 7.
7 points,
how
mate.
How did you manage
it
that?
It shows we've done it. We even tried to mix it up and you've still won, mate.
Yeah,
how does
no
it feel?
No matter what you do.
How does
how
it feel?
That, keep that me means down. He's got
11, 16.
16 points.
We're on 7 and 4.
We're not even halfway.
Oh, hey, tell you what.
Look at the camera.
A debut season for me. Mate, and I'm happy with my performance, you know. I just kept my head down, let my tongue do the talking.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Gaffer told me to just do my job and I went out there and did him proud, you know what I mean? So thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
Let's do it all again and on to the next one, I say.
Yeah, I think every game has just been focused on the game, right? And
every footballer interview ever.
Yeah.
I knew we had a plan. We've been working on it hard all week, and I just came out here, did my best.
At the end of the day,
fans were amazing.
And at the end of the day,
we're just doing what we got to do,
the result speaks for itself.
Well done, honestly, well done. That's good. First season, and he's absolutely spanked us. On to joke of the week.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I went to a zoo.
Danny just did that as if he was listening to like Slipknot in his headphones on the bus. Slip-lock. I said Snipknot. Slipknot. As if he was listening to Slipknot on his headphones on the bus, and he was going like, "How's your watch?" With like whisper singing along to the screamer.
Mine's terrible. Mine was what is brown and sticky? A stick.
Oh, is that really what you've gone with?
And I didn't expect him to do the stick in the tier, so had to put it in somewhere. So
have you got that in, Nate? What's yours?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Well, I asked ChatGPT.
Oh, this is going to be awful.
I've got several to read to you because I couldn't choose it.
Well, should I do mine first in case you say your mine?
Get a better one. People can turn off for me if they want.
So, all I got for my birthday this year was a sticky deck of playing cards.
Yep.
And I'm having a real hard time dealing with it.
Good joke of the week. Bonus point.
How did you find that one?
Yeah, it's good, that.
Same place I find all my others.
Up here, lad.
So I said, give me a joke about sticky things.
Yeah.
And he said, why did the glue go to therapy? It had trouble letting things unstick. Which is a phrase I have never heard.
Yeah. Rough.
So I said, a better one. It said, why did the tape break up with the glue? It found their relationship too clingy.
Mm.
Hey, that's quite nice. Yeah.
So I said, another.
You didn't want to better that one. You just wanted another at sort of that level.
Yeah, you could have said, tell me a funny one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to upset.
No, fair.
What did the adhesive say to the stubborn label?
I don't think I can hear him anymore.
What did it say?
You really need to peel with me.
Okay.
No, what does peeling with someone mean?
Peel or deal, it's supposed to be. You know, peel or deal. Peel or no deal.
Peel or no peel.
You really need to deal with me.
Peel.
But you're saying he's supposed to be saying deal. Nah, not having it.
So I said another.
How many more times did you say another?
Why did the sticker go to school? It wanted to stick to the curriculum.
Oh, that's the second best one.
By the way,
the clingy one was the best one.
I watched The Beekeeper the other day, and it was like sticky? It was written by AI.
What's really? That? Is that? I've never heard of that film.
Look at you. It's crap. What do you call a fly caught in glue? A stuck-up bug.
No, terrible.
Third best one, that. Bronze. No.
Why
bronze
was
on
the sticky note blushing? This is ridiculous. It saw the tape dispenser undress.
Yes.
This is like when I used to work in a hotel and we used to get kids up to tell a joke.
Yeah,
like,
they'd
give us
right
a certificate
that
for the best one. And they'd be like,
they'd be like that.
Yeah, they'd be like that. They'd be like,
what? It's on the tape dispenser undress.
My friend Sean was hosting it, and this kid said, why did the Sean go to the hospital? And he was like, I don't know. Why did the Sean go to the hospital? And he went, to see his grandma. And then Sean just went, oh, that's quite sad, actually.
Move on.
Grandma.
Have you got another?
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. Just thinking about how many of these crap jokes I'm saying. What did one adhesive say to another during a race?
Yeah.
Stick to the track and you'll come out on top.
Hey, that's fine. I like the setup. What did one adhesive say to another during a race?
The podcast. There you have it. What an episode. It's been a pleasure doing it live with you boys. It's been a great season. Thank you to all the toppers for all your emails, all the comments, all everything you've done to share the podcast, to make the chart in some countries. It's been amazing. You can email us at thetoptippodcast@gmail.com. Keep on our socials because we will be back soon and back stronger. But as for now, from me, Danny, live, goodbye.
Me, I'm sorry. About the jokes.
Keep on topping, toppers.
Bye. Bye.